He's worthy of our praise. Amen.
Amen.
I must say that again. He's worthy of our praise.
Amen.
He alone. Ooh, hallelujah. He is wonderful. Altogether, what loving. Oh, he's wonderful, marvelous, magnificent. He's the exalted one. He's the living God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, King of Glory, the great I Am. Hallelujah. El Elyon, El Shaddai, Jehovah Jireh. He's all of that, then some more. And we have the right, we have the privilege, and we have the honor of praising him and blessing him. Ooh, with such honor and dignity and power and authority. And just think about it. You have the right and the privilege, and can't nobody, that devil and all of his doing, can't stop you. Amen. He tried to give you a pick of faith. You won't take it. Hallelujah. Try to make you think about something that's bad and sad. You just pass it by and say, I'm going to lift my voice. I'm going to praise God with my whole heart. I'm going to bless him in the morning. I'll bless him throughout the day. And when the evening comes, I'm still going to be blessing him. For he is worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he has done what? Great and marvelous things. And I'm glad about it. We are glad. We are people. You know what? This is what I'm going to talk about, praise. But we are getting ready to the dedication of this building next year in March. In my thinking, you know, and because I believe God, but thoughts come that, you know, just how you're gonna complete that. Well, since we've been in it as long as we have, I learned to not allow those thoughts that come to discourage or make me look around at the thoughts. I keep my eyes on Jesus, because there's a whole lot, just like you, there's a whole lot I don't see and don't know, but I trust him for what I don't see and what I do see.
Amen.
To accomplish what he said for us to do. But I want you to know that some things has opened up. I'm not going to say them or say them now. Just opportunities have opened up to get some things done. Whew. And it's not going to cost us like we thought. I mean, God is showing his hand in every way. If you're going to do anything for God or with God in his kingdom, in the way he operates, You can't sit around and think he's going to float it out the sky. It's just not going to happen that way. It's just not going to happen that way. You have to put your hand to something. And when you put your hand to something, there's some things we will talk to you about, because we're going to get our faith on it, and we are going to get together on this, and we're going to get it done. And I'll say this much. We had said, you know, the closing, the finishing up of our AC, the air conditioning, for the cooling up to keep the building cool. The estimated price was about $32,000. But the way it's looking now, it's going to be somewhere between $22,000. I don't know if it's somewhere in that area. Hallelujah. We're not able to go into detail, but I'll take a $10,000. How many of y'all take it? and furnishing the building, it's just a thing going on, and just really good. Hallelujah. And I just want to encourage you, you know, keep praising, keep giving, keep believing, keep standing. Because God never runs out. And he knows the best deals. We don't try to, and we're not trying to be cheap. No, God ain't cheap and I ain't cheap. I don't like cheap stuff. Anyway, I won't go there. I just don't like cheap stuff. It's just something about it just don't satisfy me. Praise God. But be faithful, be steadfast, unmovable, and keep abounding in the things of Christ. Because he's coming. Whether the world believe it, whether anybody else believe it, he said it and he can't lie. He said, I'll be back, y'all. He said, hey, guys, I'll be back. And when he boards that cloud, they're looking at him, and he just kind of spread his hands out. You know, you've seen the elevator lift somebody up, and that energy came out of his fingers, and he just, they look. And the angel said, appeared to him, why y'all gazing up? That same Jesus you seen go up, he'll be back. Hallelujah. And sometimes I don't know if we are grasping. I know we know, but I don't think we grasp enough just to realize what kind of God we are serving. How awesome he is. How sufficient. How unchangeable, how absolute he is. He's perfect in all of his ways. Nothing about him it has fraud in it. He's not phony. He's not a put on. He's not a put on a show of just pretending. But everything he does is real. It's powerful. It stand, can't nothing challenge it and make it not be real. Boy, that's what a God we're serving. And he wants you to take your full rights and benefit of all this he have done for you. Amen. Don't live cheap. Don't live poverty-minded. Don't live sick-minded. Don't live beneath your privilege. Live in the faith, walk by faith, operate in the grace, knowing that the love of God that's poured in your heart will cause your faith to work, and you shall increase and be empowered to win. Amen. Don't quit others. God wants some people that will step out and be an example of who he really is and all of his wisdom, all of his beauty, all of his authority and all that he had given us in through Jesus Christ our Lord. And that when folks are saying it couldn't happen, can you imagine? This was on the old covenant. But can you imagine? If God could do that in the midst of all that unbelief and all that grumbling and all that complaining, and I want to go back to Egypt. She left us alone, and we ain't got nowhere to get buried, and we can't got nowhere. And here's God and Moses. Just God and Moses. You understand? And the crowd, that somebody said it was 3 million. Boy, that's a bunch of folk. And if it was just the 200,000, that's a bunch of folk. But can you imagine? In the midst of that, God talking to Moses, and Moses hearing all this complaining, and right in the middle of it, he said, Moses, just stretch your rod out over the sea. And these unbelieving people, what are you? What are you? I'm a believer. What are you? I know God knew what he had to deal with. But all this going on and this unbelief and grumbling, complaining, and God told Moses, stretch out your rod over the sea.